Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside with my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program, a program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can be in each week. We're in for a great time this morning. I'm very excited about our guest that's coming up here. As I was sharing with our guest and he was sharing with me, I see that God is working mightily in his life there. And I am pleased to present to you at this time a call of OG Ministry, a.k.a. OG. Good morning, OG. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Glad you invited me.
Man, thank you very much. Man, I'm excited about having you to be a guest on the program, bro, because as we was talking, man, I see, man, you want to do some things, man. You're like a little community activist, man, but yet you're making a difference, man, in the lives of our young men. So tell us about your ministry and how did you get to where you are now?
Well, I'm Carl OG Ministry, CEO of OG Ministries, along with the management of Evangelist Catrice Tatum. And our mission is to, you know, we're a nonprofit ministry, and our mission is to, try to save the kids, try to detour them, you know, away from all that's negative, you know, and showing them that, you know, loving the Lord will, you know, is the main reason, you know, for you to be a success. And that's basically what we're about. You know, we're about saving the lower income kids in the community, you know, that were just like myself, you know, that don't even know how to fill out job applications and things of that nature. So that's basically, you know, what my ministry is about.
Now, OG, now how did you get to this point here, where you are now?
Through Christ. I give God all the glory, number one. Let's get that understood. To God, I give all the glory. You know, without him, I wouldn't be nobody. I'm just a nobody, you know, just trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. So, you know, that I give all the glory to God. He came and he took a troubled youth like myself that had been through a lot of adversities and things in my life, and he chose me just to try to change people, you know, and that's how we got to where we are, God, bottom line.
You know, man, that is so true. I do juvenile ministry, and I go down to one of the local juvenile centers here in Dallas, Texas, and I see our young men, brother, they're having this identity crisis because they're looking for things temporal and not eternal. And what are some of the things that you're using to try to, you know, redirect their thoughts regarding, you know, seeking heavenly things?
Well, I let them know that it's, you know, it's all right to have things, you know, but it's, I teach them, you know, it's not what you got, it's how you get what you got, you know, and I think that makes a difference. You know, I feel like people put too many Christians, let me say that, they put too much emphasis on things around here. They try to make everything be material and stuff like that, but man, you know, you can't make it without cars, you can't make it without trucks, you can't, you know, it's just certain commodities in life that you need. You need money to pay bills, you need, and that's what I try to instill in the minds of my kids, you know, you need all of those things, but don't praise them, you know, you can only, there's only one master, you can't serve two gods. And, you know, when you start serving those things, that's when it becomes unholy. You know, you just having those things, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. That's just the way of life.
And you know, and as you said something, you know, that really meant a lot, though, because as I talk to young men, I let them know, similar to what you're saying, that you need these things here, but it's depending on how you go about getting them and how do you able to work and navigate when you're getting those things. What it takes to be successful, you know. But OG, you were sharing some things with me. We got a call on the line here. We're going to bring them in just a moment. But hold on, caller. We see you there, so we're going to bring you right in. But OG, you were sharing some things that you're putting together, something in a community, man, that is very dear to your heart. Why don't you touch bases on that?
Well, yes, I'm born and raised in South Central Dallas, also known as Joppy. Pretty sure everybody know it as Joppy. And we know the reputation that the Joppy people have, you know. We've been stereotyped as being a bad group of people, you know. And so, you know, as my friend told me, he said, man, you know, OG, God took the worst one of us, which I didn't know I was the worst one. But, you know, that's just his way of saying that he really appreciates what I'm trying to do for the community. So, you know, no one helps in our community. Because, you know, they say, I'm Joppy. But see, you know, people failing to realize that God is present everywhere. You know,
yes,
and I thought, yes, he is, sir. And I try to get the Christian to see, you know, don't become so heavenly minded until you become no earthly good. You know, now that you done got saved, you know, you don't want to reach back and grab nobody else, you know. And that's not how I am, you know. My God saved me for a reason. I believe he saved me to come back and try to save some of the brothers that's in this community, to let them know, man, that if you put God first, bro, you can succeed, man. Look at me. So, you know, I'm kind of like a walking testament, you know, of what God can do in a rural community like this. I'm also trying to come up I'm trying to get some help from my brothers. If my brothers out there are listening, and you brothers have, you know, any type of jobs or any type of little something that for the kids could do and help me out here, you know, for the summer, man, because during the summertime, sir, I'm going to be real, I'm from Joppy. During the summertime, that's when I learned how to sell drugs. You know, that's when I learned how to do all my stuff. And so my mission as the CEO of OG Ministries is to try to give these kids something active to do during the summertime concerning the Lord, to show them how, you know, basic skills like filling out applications and stuff like that instead of breaking in people's houses. And, you know, that's my mission, man. I'm trying to stop the kids from doing what I did.
Man, you know, as you were sharing that, man, I had this flashback when I was younger, and you really hit on something there, because we had all that free time, and now kids, they have, you know, they have more things available to them now, you know, with the internet and the all the games and things, and those games kind of warp their minds sometimes, and you know, you say, hey, I seen this on this video game, so let's go out and do these things. But we need men like yourself, brother, to step in to fill in the gaps, man, when mom and dad's not around. I like what you're saying there, brother, because there's a great need. And I go down to the juvenile, man, I see our young men, they call it out. Okay, one time, one of them asked me, said, what the rest of y'all? I always say, we down here, you know. We'll talk about the Holy Spirit. He said, but what the rest of y'all? I need somebody else that looks like me, that sounds like me, that can tell me where I'm messing up at, man. And there's
thank
a hole in the wall, brother. There's a hole in the wall. And thank you for filling that gap.
Yes, and that's my mission. That's my mission, Pastor. God blessed me with that because, see, they need somebody that look like them. See, that's where I come in at. See, I look just like them. That's because I am one of them. Originally, I've been in Joppa all of my life, and I know how I feel. And when they come around me, see, I'm someone that they can relate to. If you put me in you can put me and T.D. Jakes next to each other and bring both of us to Joppy, they not going to even look at T.D. Jakes. They going to come to me because I'm somebody they can relate to. See, they going to look at T.D. Jakes and, wow, I'm scared of him. Oh, no, he too powerful for me. See, they look at it like that, but that's why God put little old people like me in these communities, and he blessed my soul, and he anointed me, and he gave me the knowledge to take these young men and not only the knowledge, he gave me the influence. You know, I have a lot of influence in his neighborhood, and I know it's based on what I did in my past, but that's okay. I'm going to utilize it to brighten these kids' future. You know, if I say come, they're going to come.
Oh, that's so powerful, that brother. That's so powerful. Now, tell me now, what are some of the things that we was talking about? I want you to share that here with our listeners. All right, man, because this program goes around the world, man. You know, we are not just in the United States, but we go overseas, too. But what are some of the things that you want to bring to the forefront concerning Joppy?
Well, I'm crying out to all my Christian people, you know, that's listening now. You know, we need some help down here in Joppy. I'm OG. You can call me at 214-780-6163. You can call me directly, you know, and I promise you, you know, we need some help down here. These kids down here don't have barber shops to go to. They walk. Oh my God, you know, it just hurt my heart right now. You know, I'm almost to tears just, you know, thinking about, you know. Oh my. You know, I just want somebody to understand, man, that, man, it is hard. It's hard down here for these young men. You know, I'm not saying, oh, Lord. Ooh, I'm not a selfish brother, man. If I was, God done already blessed me. You know, I'm the number one gospel rapper in Texas.
We're gonna touch on that there, bro. We're gonna touch on that because we want our young people to know, man, that God can use their talents and skills for the glory of God. But OG, man, I feel your passion, brother. That's what makes me do what I do, man. I feel your passion, man, because as I go to the juvenile, I do the prisons, man. I go over here to Hutchinson Jail, man. I see brothers, man, that seem like they just gave up on life, and I'm encouraging them, man. How God can take a dope head, a liar, a thief, and turn his life around. And the same thing God did for the people in the Bible. He took Samson. Samson loved women. He loved that alcohol. He loved that crazy lifestyle. But God had anointed him for such a time. That's what people don't realize. God said, I anointed you for a time as this. Oh, gee, God have anointed you and people like you for such a time as this to reach out to the brothers, man, that feel like that, hey, ain't nobody going to understand me. Ain't nobody going to love me. Ain't nobody going to accept me. And he got people like yourself, man, all over the country, all over the metroplex, man.
That's why a lot of us quit school. We quit school because they were calling us sloppy joppy, you know, and stuff like that, man. You know, because these kids don't have nothing. We didn't have no choice but to go to school sloppy. You know, what? How else don't go to school, you know. And people just look at our community, you know, we tried to be active in sports. You know, and they say, nah, take them jobbing people home last. You know, but they fail to realize that's what made us so dangerous because we knew people didn't like us. So to get back at them, we shoot them. We rob them. And we do stuff hurtful to them because we knew we were gangster. Yeah, we don't have nothing for Christmas, but guess what? We know how we got access to guns and stuff. See, and that's how Joppy flipped like that. See, Joppy flipped like that because of the rebelliousness came from the neglection. You know, nobody cares about Joppy, man. These little kids, man, when I see them walking around here like this, man, it just tears my heart up, you know. You know, we have nothing out here, no barbershop, no nothing. And these parents,
stores and all the little things. And you know, our churches. Our church is down in Joplin, so I feel you, brother. I see the neighborhood, and there's a lot of churches down there, man, that could be making a difference, man. But we need somebody to spearhead those things, man. Don't just talk about it, be about it. You know, I'm just saying that because, as you're trying to put things in place, you're going to find some resistance. But great is he that's in us, man, than he that's in the world, you know. And man, you're doing a good thing, man. But we want to talk about your career here in a minute. We got a call on the line. We're going to bring them in. But we're going to talk about your gifting, brother, because, you know, that's a gifted. All of us are gifted and talented one thing or another, man. But you're using your gift for the glory of God. And we have all our young men and women are very talented, man. I go down to the jails, man, and they be drawing and they be writing and telling poetry. And, you know, but I said, man, why don't you take that thing, man, and make it work for you, your hobby. And the thing that you enjoy doing could be your breakthrough, man. You know,
yes,
it, what a terrible thing to live a life and you know, and can't and share what the thing that you enjoy doing, you know. Because I teach young men's computer classes, and I tell a young man, I say, hey, you may not want to learn how to do this, but you'll find out later on that as you start a career trying to do something, you can fix your own computer, and other people are going to ask you to help them out, and you can make some money. You can set
Amen.
Your own prices.
Amen.
You're an entrepreneur because you know how to move things. You know how to make money. You know how to multiply what you got. Why not multiply that talent for the glory of God?
Amen.
And, you know, and as we were sharing with our young men, we teach them some computer skills. Man, and I want you to just think about, you know, what I'm going to ask you now, because we're going to shift into your career. We was teaching our young men life skills, man, not only how to be successful in the business world, but how to take care of yourself, you know, pull your pants up, how to tie a necktie, how to present yourself, man, because we see a lot of brothers, man, that they weigh their pants up, they sagging along the wayside too, man. What are you going to do in 5 years, in 10 years? You know, you got to start doing things right now because we didn't get here overnight, OG. It was a process. And how young people got to realize that we don't live in a microwave society. We would love to, and it looks sad easy, but it takes a while to be successful in the sight of God and man. But, OG, we got a call on the line. We're going to bring them in. Then we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about your gifting and your talent.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, caller. You on the net.
Good morning.
What is up? Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for holding on there. We were having a great conversation here with OG Ministry, and he was telling us about his passion. And who am I speaking with?
This is Evangelist Catrice Tatum. I am OG's manager.
Oh, great.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you for calling in. Wait, you know what? You came in right on time here because we're going to make this transition and talk about his skills and his talent. And what's a great opportunity for the manager to come along and walk beside us on this.
Praise God. You know, I just want to touch on a couple of things that you guys have already talked about, which is what he's trying to do in the community. Well, let me kind of back up just a little bit. Carl and I have been together for about a month and a half. And God allowed me to see the anointing that was on Carl's life. And I say it all the time. He told me, he said, you were trying to buy a $5 CD, and you bought the whole wrapper. And I just have to laugh. I laughed because I just wanted a CD, and it was, you know, I need a manager. And I was like, no, bro, you got the wrong one. I just want to help you, you know, get a website so I can go in there and buy a $5 CD. And I tell you, the relationship that he and I have, as him being CEO and me manager, God has just turned this thing into something great. I thank God for the relationship that he and I have. And, you know, I drive around Joppy a lot. You know, I'll just kind of show up, and he might not be at home, and I'll drive around, and I'm just looking. And like he says, there is nothing for those children to do. I was sitting at the park, matter of fact, on Thursday, and I probably sat there for about 20 or 30 minutes, and I saw a few kids come by, and there was a little boy that came by, and there was a basketball goal. And he just stood there probably for about 5 minutes, and he was just shooting the ball up at the goal. And I was going, God, they need a center. They need a center where they can go and play basketball if that's what they want to do. They need a field where they can go and play in the field if they want to play football. They need the facility where they can learn how to use the computer and do all the other things. They need somebody to teach them life skills. And Carl hasn't mentioned it yet, but I am. His wife of 13 years, Karen Williams, I believe, and Carl, you'll have to help me on this, I believe that her mother was the pillar in Joppy, and she had some things that were going on, and she's been deceased now for a few years, and things have just come to a halt. And I know that she has some great plans, and that's where Carl and Karen come in at, and myself included, because I'm willing to work with them along with the music and, you know, everything is a ministry because we're ministering to God's people. And if God has called us to the forefront to be busy for the youth, you know, not only the young men, but the young ladies, they need help too because they need to learn how to be ladies. So Carl and Karen are working together, coming up with a plan. And we're going to, and I'm just talking, you know, the spiritual faith that, spiritual crazy faith that I have, that God is going to bless the funds to come down in Joppy, Texas, so that we can begin building something so that this generation that's coming up right now won't get lost in the cracks. Because like Carl said, if he just had somebody that was on his side that would have taken him by his hand. Because I know what it's like when you don't have your mother or your father to guide you and push you and say, good job, or I'm here for you when things happen. I know what it's like to feel alone, and when the kids want to talk about you and treat you this, they treat you a certain way. I know what it's like. I can't say that I didn't have, because I had everything that I wanted when I was a young girl. My mother worked two jobs. But as I got older and relationships that were formed in my mother's life caused me to be without. So, yeah, I do know what it's like to be without to some degree. So Carl and Karen are on the back end working on something for the children of Joppy in the community of Joppy, and I believe that God is going to allow it to come to the forefront.
Amen.
So I'm just, I just got crazy faith that a plan is about to come up. We're going to get those kids. We were on a radio show on Monday night, your wife's show, my sister, my friend, and we're going to get those kids over to a center where they can do computers and they can do, you know, play or whatever it is that they need to do. They need to get out of the community and go and be around other children. Yeah, and I know it's going to be a process. But we have to have our children by the hand and guide them and show them that they can make it, they can be successful. Because Carl is striving, and he's being an example where he is and saying, you know what, if God can save me and deliver me and set me free from prison and take the shackles off of my feet and allow me to walk the walk that I'm walking now,
amen,
then he can do it for them.
Yes, you can. Amen. That is so true. Yes. You know what? Y'all are really hitting on something here because I know the plight of the community of Joppy have, and it came a long way, but yet there's still a lot of more work to do. And I see that y'all are on the forefront of that, and God bless you continually to do what you do. You know, now Carl and the manager, too, now I want you to talk about your musical career, man, because we want our young men to know that not only do we want to work in the life of in the life of the community and in their life, but also that we, if God has gifted us, we want to be able to share that gifting with our young people and tell them they can do it, too. You know,
yes,
encourage our young people to follow their passion, their dream, but give but all the glory goes to God. So tell us about your musical career.
Well, I used to rap the other way, worldwide, the world way, but, you know, it didn't work. And God came, he said, now, if you want to make a change, you know, you're going to have to change. You know, won't you come in and do it for me? And you know, let's make a deal. So, anyway, make a long story short, I started rapping for the Lord, and you know, my life changed. I'm, you know, you go on my page, you'll see I'm nominated for three awards. Me and my manager, we've been doing a lot of nice shows for people, you know, and you know, God has really, he's really been behind me on this, you know.
Yeah. You know what, I'm looking at your page right now. I'm looking at your page right now, and I see the award. What reward did you receive on your page?
I am, as I stand right now, I am the most outstanding gospel artist. I have the trophy for that. But I got nominated for a Texas Gospel Music Excellence Award.
Okay. And you know, and you would tell me about another young man that we had a guest on the show, and, you know, God is good, about a Prophet C, right?
Uh-huh, Prophet C. I don't know him personally, but I was just looking on my page and trying to see who else was nominated from Dallas. And I saw a guy named Prophet C, and I said, you know what? I may need to look that guy up, man, you know, and we probably need to come together. You know, a lot of these rappers, you know, they have their own missions, you know, like we were saying before, you know. They have their own missions, but what they fail to realize, if we come together, you know, we make and achieve a little more, you know.
Yeah. So now tell me something with your music. What's your music? What are you attempting to do in the life of our young people that have college? If you do this gospel rap and if you're doing this rap, what are you trying to get over to the young men and women?
Well, I'm what you call a gospel. They say I'm a rap preacher. So my point is the point I'm trying to get over to them is just, you know, that you can still love the Lord and still be in fashion. You know what I mean? You know, it's a complex situation. I'm trying to say, love the Lord first. And it's all right if you want to wear an LRG shirt. Or it's all right if you want to wear a Nike shirt. You know, it's not the material stuff that makes you. You know, it's what you have invested in God. You know, how much of yourself are you willing to invest in God? Because He's the one that's going to, you know, give you the grand reward. And, you know, that's all I'm trying to get through to my kids through my music. I'm a minister. If you listen to my song, you're going to learn something.
I tell you what, tell me something. As a young man that has some skills and he wants to perform and he wants to try to get his career off the ground, what are some of the steps to help you to get, you know, get your career going that you kind of share with our young men?
Well, the steps I made, number one, you have to study. You know, number one, you got to get in that Bible and you know, it's Christian rap is something that I believe that is handed down to you by God. It's a blessing. It has to be because this is an anointed type of music. You just can't come in here and just do this. So, you know, what I would say to anybody that want to be a gospel rapper, you know, first of all, ask God, is that what you know, is that your calling? If that's what you want. See, I know this is just my natural calling. I know He called me. So you have to, you know, it's a personal thing. You know, if you feel like He called you, then you'll do the necessary work that it takes to be all that He wants you to be, you know, the studying and the, you know, the ministering, and it's a lot come with it.
Man, we got our phone lines are lit up, man. I want to bring in some guests here. But we got another guest that's going to come up here right after you. So we thank you, Carl, for what you're doing, man. And you know what? We are very active in the community, but I want to talk to you about that because we put together a program, and we did it in the summer, man. Well, it was very successful, and I'd like to share that with you and your manager offline there. And and that way we can make an impact on the life of our young men. Because I believe in the gospel, in the word of God being alive in people's life, man. You know,
amen.
And it makes a difference. But we're going to bring in a couple of callers here. And again, Carl, I want you to think about this before we let you go. I want you to give us some information how our listening audience can see what's going on and kind of keep up with your ministry. I know you have a website and a YouTube video, so I want you to share that with us.
Yes, sir.
All right, Hope. Good morning, caller. You're on the net. 4179, good morning. Good morning, caller. You're on the net. Okay, that caller that just may want to just listen in. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. 6126. Good morning, Mr. Daniel. How you doing?
All right.
Well, great. Yeah, we got a great guest on this morning. We have Carl with OG Ministry, man. He's on here, gospel rap artist, and he was just sharing his gift and his talent and his passion for making a difference in the lives of our young men and women.
Amen.
Yeah, I listened to what he was talking about. Yeah, you know, most musicians, you know, anybody, yeah, we need to collaborate. Because that's what the word he's looking for.
Right, collaborate.
And then other people, whenever you want your ideas or your spiritual ideas move across, and when two or more people together, that's what God is present in a way. It's in anything you do, you know. So, you know, we should all be looking for somebody else we can really grow off of and grow.
Amen.
In order to move up with, you know, with a message.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hold on to that thought there, Brother Dan. We got to bring somebody else in. We're going to come back to you. Good morning, caller. You on the net? 7696? Good morning, caller. Okay, then I guess the caller just wants to listen in this morning, which is great. OG, this is what we need you to do for us, brother. Give us some information how we could keep up and follow your career, man, so our listening audience can be blessed by what you're doing.
Yo, manager.
Yes, sir. That's my cue to give that information.
Okay, go right ahead.
In order to find OG, you can visit our website at http://ogministries81.wix.com/OG Ministry. You can also find us on Facebook at OG Ministries - Only God, which that's what OG stands for, Only God Ministry. Either way, you got OG because he's from Original Gangster to Only God. He didn't say that, but he normally does, so I'll say it for him this time.
Thank you.
You can also YouTube us, look up OG Ministries, or you can look up Carl OG Williams, and you'll find our YouTube videos. And if you want him to come out to an event or your church, you can contact me, Catrice Tatum, at 214-417-4732. I do handle all that for him.
Amen.
All right, get that out again, Ms. Tatum.
Okay.
Your contact number.
So my contact number is 214-417-4732.
Okay.
And you can also email at ogministries81@yahoo.com.
Amen. And before Carl, a.k.a. OG, get off the air, will he be able to share a couple of lyrics of his, of any tunes that God had laid on his heart so our listening audience can kind of get a sample of what he's doing, or would you want to share that on YouTube?
I can show you something live.
Okay, go right ahead there, brother. Bless us.
Yeah, I can show you something live because that's what I like to do. So I'm going to give y'all one line right quick. Check this out. See, I would never judge a man because God said don't. So you can backstab and criticize me all you want. But it's a real thin line between heaven and hell. We fall short of the glory, but don't nobody want to fail. A pressure bust a pipe when things ain't right. That's why I walk by faith, Lord, and not by sight. I ain't got time to complain. I'd rather thank him for my life because it's a whole lot of people that didn't make it last night. So to God be the glory as I continue to fight. And listen at the Christian saying church folk ain't right. But you go to work and clock in when folk ain't right. Restaurants with your good friends when folk ain't right. You at the bank get them dividends when folk ain't right. But overlook the sacrifice that was made by Christ. So have mercy on them, Lord, for this I pray. Now what would you do if God wanted to act that way? I ain't giving no blessings and I ain't forgiving no sins. You say you need mercy to get it the best way that you can. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And when the times got hard, I was your only friend and you don't know me. You know, I can just hear God saying, I sent my only begotten son to die for your sins, and you don't know me. You know, every Sunday morning you go to church, and when we speak to your own church member, God saying, you don't know me. So I hope that don't nobody on this phone make it to heaven, and God say this him, you don't know me.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, God bless you, brother. God bless you. Bless you. Thank you for sharing
that
there with our listening audience.
No, you don't know me.
You know, I tell you what, brother, we're going to stay in touch with you. You have been listening to the musical talent OG Ministry with Carl, and we have his agent on the line there. He gave us some information them and how to get them to come over to your events and your church function. So please hold on to those numbers there. Please check with them and give God be the glory. call. We pray that things be successful in the ministry in which God has laid to your hands to do, that you're able to do what you need to do. You know, in the Bible, it talks about people that are taking on a mighty task, but they stay faithful and go. I think so much of it, talk about Nehemiah on the wall. Sometimes people tell you to stop. Sometimes they tell you it ain't worth it. But you know without a shadow of doubt that the work, you know, got to go on.
Got to go on.
Man, thank you very much, man. This has been a great show, brother. You can always go back and listen to it.
Thank y'all for having me. And God bless all you listeners. And you brothers, y'all reach out to me, man. Call me. I'm in Joplin.
All right. God bless you. What a great interview.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Great. We got another guest that's going to come up, so if you care to listen on, you can. If not, you know, we understand, brother. Well, God be the glory.
I'm listening. I'm on.
All right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Yeah, what's up, Big Lewis?
Good. You got a poem for us? We're finna bring in our next guest here. We got OG there on the line there, man. OG was powerful there, brother. And he's still on the line there listening. He want to continue to listen to the program, and we thank God for it, man. Now, do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
No, I don't have one today for you, brother.
Oh, okay, then, great. Well, you know, we're in for a great time today. Man, did you know the passion that he shared for the community, man? And it's, you know, and it's a blessing, brother, that we want to give back, man, because, you know, we could be doing a lot of things, man, but in order to give back, you know, that's what it's all about. And we see our next guest is waiting for us to call in, so we're finna call our next guest in. And our next guest, you know,
we're sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Let's try this again here. We know how technology can be sometimes. But so we're going to bring them right in here in just a few minutes here. You know, and as our guest was talking about, he have a YouTube video. And so we want to be very mindful to go out to that website and just check it out and just be blessed by what he's doing. You know, and then we get ringing up our next guest here. And you'll hear the phone ringing there. So our next guest coming in, and I'm excited about it. You know, because, man, this young man here got some things going on.
Hello.
Good morning, Eric. You on the net.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, brother. Man, you know, our last guest, man, was very powerful and insightful, man. And, you know, and we had a great time, man. But, Eric, thank you for being a guest on the program.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to be so.
Man, you know what? I always like your gift and talent, what God give you. And then we're speaking with Eric. Eric is a part of a ministry called Stored in Heaven and Future One. But Eric have a lot of other projects going on concerning the lives of our young men. So, Eric, will you please share some things with us?
Well, yeah, I told you earlier when I spoke with you that I was going to give you a testimony and then move forward.
Yeah, go right ahead.
The reason why I'm giving you that is because it's very important for what's going on today and the things that God has done to move us in different directions but still in accord with what we've been doing. Back in 1973, I played for the national championship team at Notre Dame. Hello?
Down here.
Okay, and so for 40 years I hadn't gone to Notre Dame, and so I sat there and contemplated going, and everybody kept telling me I needed to come back. You know, I'm getting over 60 years old, and there's some things I need to do. And so I prayed about it, and they had the union on my birthday September the 21st. And so I figured, well, obviously God is trying to tell me something, but I'm still pretty hard-headed. But I did like Gideon and asked for a couple of other things to show me that I should go. So long story short, we get up there and we went. And I start realizing that it's something that I closed the door on some things that I should have left the door open because there were opportunities there. But I was like everybody else. I took my 40-year journey in the desert before I could go into the promised land. And so at that point in time, they had asked me to speak at a luncheon concerning the national championship team and the run and some other stuff that I did and decided important to the conversation. But what was important, as I started talking to them about the ministry, I started telling people before I went up on stage that what I was doing now was involved in the ministry and not so much involved in business like I used to be every day. And so at the very end of our opportunity, they gave me about 15 minutes to speak in front of 300 or 400 people that all paid about $100 a plate, just so you understand what kind of people these are, to hear us talk about the national championship team. And what I did was I spoke about the passion I had for the young people and how we need to, as Notre Dame alumni and people all over the country, because these people are all from all over the country, to be able to get involved in helping young people with all the money they have, the funds and opportunities, or just supporting us so that we can go out and help young people and give them books and show them other ways of living their lives. And I told them that because Notre Dame thinks of themselves as the world institution, that we should be giving back in that manner so that other young people, not the ones that play football, not the ones that play athletics, but the ones that are involved in life in general. And some of the young
yes.
men who have problems and issues, we need to be support them and start giving back to those young men, not just these guys that we get $200,000 because they can run a football or catch a football or whatever. And so at the end of that, a number of people came up and said they wanted to start being involved in the program. You go to Notre Dame Monogram Club for 924, you'll see the speech and so forth. And they put it on their radio station and on their TV programming. So it didn't just broadcast in front of those people, but it broadcast all over the country. Because I've been asking God, what do I need to do to get the message out besides just a little spot? You know, I want to do great things for a great God. And so he had given me that opportunity, but it was because I had finally gone back to Notre Dame. And so a couple of weeks later, Joe, we had the Notre Dame Arizona State game at, of all places, Dallas, in American, what is it called? I said Jerry's Place, okay? And
okay,
we're at
yeah.
Jerry's Place. We're down on the field and location and so forth. And some people invite us up because they see that I'm down here. And a lot of people don't know, but you know my athletic background and so forth. So they saw me down there, and they said, hey, we want you to come up to our box. So I was like, okay, fine, that's great. But I had come with my son, who I realized I had never taken to a football game, which is another story. And so I wanted him to come, and we came. He's going to leave town. And, so I made sure that I took him with me. And when we got up there, just so you know, there was the Hunt Oil Company box. Okay. And I didn't understand that at the time, but the chief financial officer of Hunt Oil Company graduated from Notre Dame, and he graduated a year or two after me. Okay, so here's the connection. He's asking me what I've been doing and why I'm not as interested in the game. And I said, well, football was only a chapter in my life, but this is what I'm doing now, because God told me wherever I go from this point forward to make sure that I talk about it, about the ministry, testify about what's important, what my passion is, what's going on. Because that's how you make that greater impact to be doing that. And so as I spoke to him, he started saying, yeah, I'm very much the same way. Football was over. This is what I do now. And he was excited. And so he said, but you don't know, Eric, but I'm the chairman of Shelter Ministries of Dallas.
Oh.
Okay? And for those who don't know who that is, that's a homeless shelter. And they do about 400 people a day. And he said, we're also over the Genesis Foundation, which is I think that's the one for the battered women, and there's another one, Artisan Foundation, okay? And so what happened was he said, there's a synergy here, Eric, and we need to meet. So next week we met, and we sat down, and we discussed how we could actually help the young people, not just the men, but the young people who are going through this these situations. You know, a lot of young people are staying with their parents in homeless shelters. A lot of young people are staying with their mothers in the battered abuse shelters, okay? And so
yes.
what we need to do is be able to bring some dynamics to them that we bring to other people. We need to be able to show them the worth. We need to be able to help them with the testing, the schooling, the financial literacy. So all those programs, next on November the 7th, I'll be talking with Dan Langsman, who heads up, he's the executive director of these programs. Dennis is the chairman, the guy I went to school with, and so he said, I want whatever needs to be done, I want him, because he went to Notre Dame, and she made sure that I understood that was a major thing. So God put that together. And I'm telling you all that because that's what's been going on in my life. Because I want to serve God in the greatest capacity I can because he's a great God. You know, one of the things that we don't talk about also is that one of the things God has been showing me is that, you know, we do a lot of praying. Everybody, we got a National Prayer Day coming. We all pray with each other and so forth. But one of the things that I've been implementing and talking to people about, Jesus said these things must be done with fasting and prayer. And, you know, there was a time in the early church, bringing this all together, when people fasted, Wednesdays and Fridays, okay? And in the Jewish tradition, it was two other different days. And a lot of other religions fast. But God told us that we need to fast to bring about certain things. And so one of the things that I've been trying to get the people to understand is that we don't fast. We pray a lot, but we don't fast. We can't. Jesus went out to the desert and fasted for 40 days. People said, well, he was God, but he was also in human form. And so what I'm trying to get people to do besides just, you know, the ministry the way we're doing it, is to begin fasting and praying. You know, actually laying it before the altar. You take Martin Luther, he fasted and prayed. You take Charles Spurgeon, he fasted and prayed. I can go through probably about 70 or 80 different people, either in the Bible or outside of the Bible. And so what this does for me is telling me that before I went to Notre Dame, I prayed and I fasted because I wanted to make sure God used me because I didn't just want to go up there and talk about football. And what's yes. happening is that now the things that we're trying to do for these young men, they're coming to fruition. They're coming together. They're coming into a play where we are starting to be able to see not just Future One, which we're bringing into the mentorship for the other people, and not just Thornton Heaven, where we help with financial consulting, but God has prepared us for this opportunity. 400 people
yes,
a day with children, you know. We're talking on the radio right now, and I'm saying fast and pray, people, fast and pray. Because one of the things in America, we have number one, our children actually are number one in the world in obesity, okay? So which means we don't even teach our children how to sacrifice. And then we're one of the top countries in obesity. We don't teach our children how to sacrifice, but we're one of the top countries in Christianity. Now, putting that together, that tells me simply this, that we don't sacrifice from our flesh so we can get closer to our spirit. And as a group, we need people of intercessory prayer for all of us, not just the pastor praying for you, but we need all of us and all the people on the radio station, all the people around the world listening to pray and fast for us to grow and become what God wants us to be. How do we help these children? We get on our knees and we start praying. We always pray. But we also need to sacrifice our flesh so we can become closer to God. I don't mean sacrificing and fasting like the Pharisees and Sadducees where we throw ashes in our face and we look bad. But do like the Bible says, like God says, you know, to get up and walk around and don't let people know what's going on with us, but through the glow and the glory that God shines through us, through what we're doing, will allow us to make bigger changes.
That's so true. Hey, I'll tell you what now. We're getting ready to go out there now. Touch bases on for our listening audience here because our phone lines are lit up today. Give us an insight on this story in heaven and our future one because we want to make a difference and an impact. We want to give our listening audience some information that they may want to be a part of, want to support the ministries that they hear about them and as these ministries are going forward.
Okay, well, contact me at 214-702-6170. That's the phone number for Stored in Heaven, and that will also be able to contact me directly so I can actually get you information on Stored in Heaven and on Future One. And Our God is Alive, which is another ministry that we've put together. Shelter Ministries of Dallas, I don't have their phone number, but we're always looking for people to help. I'm going to be starting to go down there and work down there with them I've been talking about to the shelter and to the young people down there.
That's awesome. Now, tell me about Future of Stored in Heaven, because that's a ministry that when I first met you, you had started that one. You and I raised with anyways, and that's the one that's very dear to my heart.
That's the one.
Just give us an insight on that real quick.
Well, Stored in Heaven is a business consulting company where we go out to teach financial literacy around the country. We also work with young people, in which we have a youth program for alternative education systems, so that we can talk to them about letting them know that God didn't make anything that wasn't good. And we go through a 5-point process with the young people. Sometimes it's in one day, according to what the alternative education program wants, or sometimes in a 6-month program. And we go step by step to the very end, which says, what now? And what that means is we allow children to understand that you have choices that you make, and those choices that you make can be life-changing. Since you're not sure which one is going to be life-changing, we give them examples, then we expect you to make those changes by looking at everything as a life-changing situation. So you can look at your life and make sure you make the right type of decisions. We also help with small businesses and help them raise funds for their companies because we also know whatever's stored in heaven belongs to you. Joel has something stored in heaven for him. But if he doesn't have some help or resource maybe to be able to get what belongs to him, then he may not attain that. So what we've done is we'll take our business upon and give it to others and show them how to be successful in the business world and to go out, because we're SBA certified, to go out and help raise funds for them. What we do with that is take those funds and turn them over to so we can help in the ministry.
Oh, that's powerful. And that's something our listening audience needs to know because as we bring forth ministry, a lot of them are trying to just develop and get off the ground. They need to know that there's ministries and programs out there to support it and kind of encourage them and strengthen them in what they want to do. Now, let's talk about your Future One right quick here because you have a lot of information, brother. And you know what? I love you to be on the program. Now, talk about Future One right quick. Just give us the highlights on that.
Future One is a program for mentoring and truancy. What we do is we mentor young men and young women who are having situations within the school system, haven't quite gotten to the penal system yet, but they're having issues. They're having problems. The counselors can contact us and discuss with us what they'd like for us to do. We do individual mentoring. We also do counseling, actually, but individual mentoring. We also mentor with the families to make sure that the program is actually being enhanced because we have total participation with the parent and with the child or with whoever the guardian is. We also go from there with the truancy. We're signing up with the GISD. We'll sign up with any other school, but primarily GISD right now. And we work with those kids that have truancy problems. And the diversity program in today's market, I shouldn't say like, but in today's program, says they don't want to send kids to all these different institutions to be locked up or so forth. And so what we do is instead of locking kids up for truancy and that type of thing, we're here to talk to them about what the problems are that they may have. It's still another mentoring program, but it's actually formulated by the cities or the school districts that we deal with. And that way we can stop the children from getting into a cycle that is so repetitive that sometimes they get drawn in like a whirlpool. And we don't
exactly.
That
and, you know, and I see you occasionally down at the Juvenile Center, so I know you are on the front line there. You're a volunteer chaplain over there. So I know that what you're doing is making a difference. You got that inside track on our young kids, and I thank God that God allows you to put together and be a part of ministries that are making a difference before they go to the penitentiary and just get them some life skills. But, Mike, Eric, we got a call on the line right here. We're going to bring them in right quick.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You're on the net. Mike, you're on the net.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for holding on, brother. Good morning. We have Eric on the line here.
Yes, I was listening to it. Found it very fascinating. Always interested in especially men who are taking an interest in trying to reach and engage our young people. I have a couple of questions and then maybe a comment or a suggestion. The program that you have, Eric, it's basically a central location site where people come to you or where you engage them because they're being brought into a system seeking services. How do they access your program?
We have a number that we need. One, they can access our program just by directly calling into us, okay? We'll come out to a facility. You set up an arrangement with us, and we'll come out to the facility, and we'll come out on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis based upon location, basically. Or we have a program where our facility, and I don't have the address in my head, and I'm out in the country somewhere, so I'm sorry, but we have a facility where you can come to our facility, and we'll have training sessions then. Mr. Jernigan, who is one of the supervisors out at the Dallas Youth Village.
Exactly, yes, he is.
Has the information. Joel, if we could get that to them, I'd appreciate it. But we'll go wherever we need to go to do whatever we need to do because God sent them out two by two. He didn't say, hey, stand right here in the synagogue and wait for him to come. And so we don't do it that way. We'll go out to your program and see what you need or see what kind of stuff. We'll go out to a church and we'll talk to the church. We've gone to churches and talk to their youth and their church for your youth program. So we're very flexible because I believe that's what God wants.
Okay, well, that's I think that's what I'm looking for, and I'm so glad to hear you state that you're flexible and you're willing to go. Because one of the issues I have is, and I have extensive experience and years in mental health intervention, community-based programs, and so forth. And our church is actively trying to engage young people before they enter into the juvenile justice or the correctional system.
Right.
And we recognize that there are what we call hot spots or strongholds where young boys and girls are being caught up in a culture of degradation, and there are no shepherds to provide that leadership. And the mentoring programs are available, but usually you have to come into the system by committing some crime or be referred by the school. But there's nothing actively engaged in identifying and saying, hey, let's look at this particular area of Dallas or this particular apartment complex, and let's see if we can strategize by putting boots on the ground, getting a group of men and women who are willing to commit themselves and their talents to a specified period of time and activities in trying to assess, engage what would be interesting for those kids in that area, so that we can begin to take back our streets and our communities one village and one neighborhood at a time. So I'm looking for people like you and programs who are willing to sit with us and say, hey, let's look at our areas and look at what we got going on in the community and then see if we can't commit ourselves to going into certain spots for a specified period of time to develop relationships with some of these young people and then begin to create opportunities for being on-site mentors, sources for referral, and so forth. And I'd like to suggest that we meet, and I want to tell my brother Joel that I think it would be a wonderful thing if he could, you know, share with the community and plug that we got a conference coming up to talk just about this. It's called Black Men Missing. Black Men Down, Missing in Action.
Well, go ahead and share that, Mike. We got about 2 minutes on here, so go ahead and share that, and then we're going to bring you back another time, and we're going to address that conference.
Right.
So go give us.
Well, it's actually a working conference where the first of many, where we want to have people who actually want to make a difference, not talk about what's going on and some national conference, but actually say we're individuals who are interested in actually committing ourselves to do something and to identify those areas, and then come up with a game plan that is short-term, intermediate, and long-term.
Wait,
we're going to actually
set on that?
It's November the 16th. That's the Saturday from 9 to 3. And you know, and so we want to actually have a plan that says within the next year, within 5 years, and within 10 years, where we're committing ourselves and at the same time advocating and recruiting other people to recognize that we can make a difference if we will galvanize ourselves, come together as one in Christ, and take it to the streets just like Jesus did. Neighborhood by neighborhood.
That is. Hey, Mike, I tell you what, man, that's great, man. You gave us enough information. Just hold on here. We're going to let Eric wrap this up, man. But again, we want to be a part of that program, which we are going to be a part, but we want our listening audience to know what's going on. So we're going to bring you back to so you can share that date with us again. Okay. All right, so just hold on. Eric.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, we got a few minutes now before we wind down here, brother. We want to thank you for what you're doing. Again, give us some contact numbers because, you know what? What you're doing, man, people want to be a part of it, man. They want to support ministry. They want to develop ministries, man. So God is doing a mighty thing in your ministry and the life of the people that you are united with. So share that with us.
Well, the phone number that I like for people to use is our Stored in Heaven contact number, and that'll get us a future one. And something that that number contacts me, and it's 214-702-6170. Once again, 214-702-6170. And we look forward to people contacting us. I look forward to the program that Mike's talking about. I want to talk with him because I like to be there and talk to people there also. Because what it is that we need to get out. We need to branch out. From where I came from up in the Northeast, they're doing a lot of different things in the program. My friends in Chicago, there's some things that we need to talk about eventually. But they've done some programs. And we just have to, here, we just have to step up. And when we step up, we'll be able to step out. And I agree with that. I agree with what Mike was saying. So and my programs are not just ethnic-centric. They're for any and everybody because if we don't all learn how to get along, we'll never make it. You know, and we have too many people that hate each other based upon our color or our background or our culture, even within our own system. People don't want to talk to the kids in the inner city because they live out in the suburbs and so forth and so on. So what we're trying to do is bring people together through Christ. And I want to emphasize fasting and praying. God put that on my heart. And we need to start doing that as a community, as a group, before we even have the program Mike's talking about. All the people need to begin fasting and praying to God that this program becomes a super program, an awesome program, a powerful program that will benefit and glorify Jesus Christ. And so that we can, by doing so, we'll help raise up warriors for Christ and these young people and teach them what God wants them to know so they can go out and do the Great Commission. That's what's going on with me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, man. That's our little music going on here. Man, God bless you. We're looking forward to talking with you again. Or again, you can go back and listen to the show in its entirety. We got some contact numbers. And God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
God
bless
and thank you, listening audience. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to get to all of y'all, but go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Contact some of these people. Contact Mike. Contact OG Ministries. And be involved in the life of someone. As you log on to this show, you'll see a template that says help change a life. You know, we can't do anything apart from God, but there's ministries available. There's ministries available. God bless you. Y'all have a great day until we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the guests, dear Lord. We pray that you continue to work your wonder work in their life, dear Lord. We pray that as they encounter men and women, they make a difference in their life. Let them change the life of a young man or woman or older person through the power of God. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.